South Korea loses national treasure in fire. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. South Korea has lost its most important national treasure in a fire. A blaze broke out in the 600-year-old Namdaemun, or Great South Gate, in central Seoul on Sunday night. It was the country's most famous landmark and a symbol of great national pride. Police suspect an arsonist started the fire, which reduced the monument to ashes. Many Seoul residents gathered to watch in horror as firefighting teams fought a losing battle against the flames. More than 100 firefighters tried to put out the inferno, but the flames got the better of them and the centuries-old wooden structure. Initial attempts at extinguishing the fire seemed to have succeeded. However, shortly after midnight, it reignited and the whole structure collapsed in ruins and came tumbling to the ground. The Yonhap news agency said a taxi driver saw a man in his 50s at the gate minutes before the blaze started. The loss of the Namdaemun has left South Koreans in shock. One citizen at the scene described his heart was burning along with the burning gate. The gate, surrounded by gleaming modern buildings, was an icon of South Korea's history. All school children learn about its importance and develop a lifelong pride in it. An onlooker, housewife Lee Mimi, said, "It feels like the pride of the nation and hope is lost and crumbled." A spokesman for President Roh Moo-hyun told of his nation's grief over the destruction of the gate. "It was our heritage, more significant and more symbolic than any other cultural asset," he said. Korea's Cultural Heritage Administration said in a statement, "We are deeply sorry. No words can express our sadness." An administration official promised it would rebuild the gate, which would take 3 years and cost $21 million.